Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Deborah McGee, who's director of the Baltimore Center Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in Baltimore. Deborah, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
And first of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, and I guess there are some out there, could you please tell us a little bit about HUD?
Sure. HUD is the federal government agency that deals with issues that have to do with housing. We have a number of different divisions within HUD, and we do have a division that funds public housing. We have a division that helps to ensure the development of new buildings. But the part of HUD that I work for is the Office of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity. Mm-hmm. I think it's the most exciting part of HUD that you could possibly work for. And what we do is we enforce the federal laws against discrimination in housing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how can someone get in touch with
Okay, so if someone wanted to call the HUD office in Baltimore, if they want, they had a problem, maybe a problem with public housing or a problem with fair housing, but the main number for Baltimore office is 410-209-6640. That's 410-209-6640.
Okay, great. And on the web?
On the web, you can find out about HUD programs by going to www.hud.gov, which is G-O-V, short for government.
Right.
It's a wonderful website.
It is. There's a lot of stuff there.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff there. You can spend a long time there and find out a lot of different things about the various things that HUD is doing.
Yes.
Including enforcement, including various education things about what is fair housing.
Right, exactly. And maybe we should talk about that, what the federal law prohibits in terms of housing.
Please.
Okay. So the federal law, the Fair Housing Act, which was first enacted in 1968 and was later amended, it protects people against housing discrimination on the basis of seven different factors, right? Mm-hmm. You cannot be denied housing. You cannot be denied the chance to rent or purchase housing because of your race, color, religion, national origin, familial status, gender, or disability.
Okay.
Now, I think everybody understands race, color, religion, national origin, mm-hmm. but a lot of people might not understand what we mean by familial status.
Yeah, I was just about to ask.
Yeah, so familial status means that if you have children under the age of 18 domiciled in your unit, you cannot be discriminated against. You cannot be denied housing. Because you have children, you cannot be told that you have to get a three-bedroom because you have a boy and a girl child and they can't share a bedroom according to the landlord. That would be discrimination based on your family composition, and that would not be legal under the federal law. Now, Bill, I don't mean to go on without giving you a chance to talk, but
That's okay. Go for it.
I do want to clarify one thing because I think probably your listeners are thinking, well, what about senior housing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah. It is true that discrimination based on having children is illegal, but the law does make an exception for housing that is designed for and advertised for and operated for seniors. So the way the law is structured, if a building is a housing for seniors, they have to prove that they have age verification procedures, that at least 80% of their units are occupied by people 55 and older, and that they are advertising themselves and holding themselves out to the public as senior housing. That's to become exempt from the Fair Housing Act. So senior housing, it can exist, it is lawful, that's okay. There are rules that they have to abide by. But if it's not senior housing, they cannot tell you that you can't live there because you have a child.
Right. That's a very good point. That's a very good point for folks to understand. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's talk a little bit more about the HUD office in Maryland. What's its history and what's its mission?
Sure. Well, the HUD office in Maryland, in terms of fair housing, mm-hmm. we have actually two basic functions. One of them is to conduct investigations of housing discrimination. Mm-hmm. So people come to us when they believe that they have been discriminated against, and we do investigate their cases. We also can investigate cases by working with our partner, the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights. So sometimes the cases that come to us initially are referred to the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, and they do a great job investigating cases of discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that my office does, the other general area that we're involved in, is helping communities like Baltimore City, Baltimore County, plan for fair housing. So we're asking them to provide us with their planning documents. We review their planning documents and look at how they're going to be expending their HUD dollars on development of housing and community amenities, and we determine whether or not they're doing this in a way that is going to be fair without, it's going to be fair to everyone regardless of their race, color, religion, mm-hmm. national origin, etc. One of the things that we ask communities to do is to conduct an analysis of the languages that are being used in their community.
Mm-hmm.
In Baltimore City and Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County, there are a significant number of households where Spanish is the first language. And so when a community hits a certain level of having a certain number of people who are using Spanish in their community, and that is the language that they understand the best, speak most easily and read most easily, we ask the community to come up with a plan, a language access plan, to make sure that people who are speaking that language in their community are not denied access to federal services. So it's important. For example, in Baltimore County, they have a really great program where they provide people with money for down payments on houses. If that mm-hmm. if that family is below a certain income level, they might participate in that program and receive funding to purchase a house. Or, well, we want to make sure that you're not unable to access the information about that program because you speak Spanish.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And because the programs are for all of us.
Exactly. And housing is just so important. Over and over again, we discover the significance of where you live and what housing you have available to you. It affects your health, your children's education. It affects your ability to get a job, your ability to use transit.
Yeah.
So it's critically important that people's housing opportunity is not restricted because of their race or their national origin or because they have a disability.
And it is so important, and it is, we do have a lot, as I thank you, Deborah, for a lot of rights. We have a lot of rights.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell folks, unless you use them, you don't have them. So it's very important for people to not just say, oh, that's the way it is, I can't do anything about it. if you think you've been discriminated against, or if you have the inkling that you have, or if you know somebody that has, call PUD.
Yes.
Free, and you are protecting your rights, and you are protecting the rights of everybody else by doing that.
That is so true, Bill. And the Fair Housing Act and all of the laws that we enforce contains the provision that prohibits retaliation. So I know that people can be worried about, if I complain about my landlord, could I lose my housing?
Right.
That's a catastrophe for a family.
Yeah.
So, but we do prohibit retaliation, and we will look into that. We investigate that. We have attorneys. We go to court. We can take action to make sure that people are not retaliated against.
Let's talk about how somebody can file a complaint.
Sure.
Please.
They can do it a couple of different ways. One way is to write a letter and mail it in to HUD. That's getting to be less popular. One way is to go to our website, www.hud.gov. That's www.hud.gov. And you can access a form online and complete it online and send it in, or you can call this number. This is a Fair Housing hotline, and it will connect you with the Philadelphia office where all of our new complaints have to begin their life. It is 1-888-799-2085. That's 1-888-799-2085.
Great. And then from there, your complaint will be confidential?
The complaints, actually, Bill, they are not confidential unless we have, in very, very rare circumstances where there's a threat of violence involved, we can take a complaint in confidentially. However, typically, we have to, the person who is providing the housing has to be able to understand what is alleged, right? Mm-hmm. So if we have to go back to them and provide them with information, we go to the landlord, the housing provider, with information about what the complaint involves, and they're going to know who filed the complaint. But we do, again, we tell the landlord that retaliation is prohibited. And we investigate any evidence of retaliation. We can file a charge based on retaliation. And in my experience, landlords do fear retaliating, I think. I think that they take it pretty seriously when the federal government is investigating a claim against them.
Right, right. Indeed, indeed. We've got about a minute left, Deborah. What would you add?
I want to add something about sexual harassment.
Please.
I said that housing discrimination based on gender is illegal, and that's true, but there's a specific kind of discrimination that we see pretty often, unfortunately. Sometimes women in housing are asked to perform sexual services in order to keep their housing or to get repairs or to get a lower rent. This is a terrible kind of discrimination, and it's women who are in subsidized housing can be very vulnerable to this type of discrimination because they fear losing their housing. It's so important to them. Mm. And so this is totally illegal. Landlords absolutely cannot have any kind of unwelcome sexual contact with their tenants. If they do that, they're violating a federal law. And anyone who is experiencing that kind of a pressure, they absolutely should call HUD. It's 1-888-799-2085.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's something that we should all remember, that you don't have to take it.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to take it. Call 1-888-799-2085 for HUD to investigate the problem, and they will help you fix it. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Deborah McGee, who's director of the Baltimore Center of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in Baltimore. Thank you, Deborah.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. And keep up your good work for all of us.
We'll try.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in today. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.